Welcome to episode 22 of the Brown Bag Podcast. This is our Friendsgiving. Do not judge the three-year-old on my lap. If we had a Friendsgiving in real life, he would be coming too. Right. Yeah. And not let me do anything. So
with the young Mickey D's.
Yeah, shout out to Jorito. Jorito, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
He already won the show. A million views.
Yeah.
We wanted to kick it off, shouting out,
Not the Nuggies.
Already? It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Shouting out everyone in the comments that scared Vic into wearing a hat.
They did not scare me into wearing
a hat. They're very obsessed with your head shape.
Look, like, I have a really, really... like nice hairline.
I agree.
Get a haircut every week. You feel me? I'm never slipping. But yeah, people are never used to wear me not wearing a hat.
Right.
And I thought that was hilarious because I didn't realize that every episode I wore
a hat. You've worn a hat.
And so I think people were just like, something's missing.
Right.
And they're immediately they're like, Vic's head. And then like, I mean, I
would. It was like such a topic. Like,
yeah,
people like, were so invested in your head.
It is pretty round. Like, you feel me? It is like.
Men.
They were the mad. Girls were giving it compliments.
They were, yeah, the dudes were mad that I'm not a half fish and like, you know, that like I really got my hairline. So, you feel me? Like,
yeah. Goals.
They don't like that.
Goals.
You know, and, and maybe to like us, I would like obviously I've been out with you a couple times and I'm like, this one doesn't always wear a hat.
Yeah. Right. It's optional.
Yeah, you know? Facts.
Thank you for tuning into this Friendsgiving episode. We gave fall vibes.
Facts.
Love the fall vibes. Chicken head, turkey head.
Is it turkey?
Bok bok.
Turkey?
Yeah.
Yeah,
where's your little thingamabob? Come on, Vic. Right. We know you're the cool one. Oh, mine's the other way around.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys say something?
Oh, that one's fire.
Yeah. This is like the one that you do in elementary school when you send it to home to your parents with your five fingers.
Oh, yeah, you have to draw it. You have to trace it.
Because they like coloring and painting.
Like coloring and painting.
Facts.
Okay.
You're right.
Were you guys good at coloring when you were younger?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I'm a kid, I just go color.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. But even as an adult, you could color.
Yeah.
Yep.
The streets of Los Angeles.
If we were doing Friendsgiving, and Friendsgiving is literally all about the homies. Next week, we'll do our Thanksgiving, our family episode. But this one is about hanging out with your friends before Thanksgiving, sharing a meal, sharing drinks, and playing games. What is the more Hispanic game than Loteria?
Facts.
So we are going to be playing...
Maximo's so happy.
Shot Loteria. Okay. Do you guys have a personal, like a card?
First of all,
like
you picked that one.
Oh, my bad.
You're bad luck.
Give me number 10.
No, you gotta just.
No, there's like a lucky card.
And we got number 4.
You wanna get? Oh, he got number 4.
Well, it's not your show, it's mine.
Okay. It's not there?
Nope.
7?
Nope.
God, you really.
This one.
What numbers are available?
3, 5, 6.
Hold on, baby.
And one.
One. We're going to be number one, okay, Jorito?
Yeah. Oh, here, Mark.
Okay, so what's going to happen is we got the big one so you guys could see. Maximo's going to read off the cards. You could show them marker in the camera, too.
I don't know where the other marker went, Vic, but...
First person to get one line. We can cross them out with markers. We don't have beans or pennies that are big enough since we're going to hold it up. But Maximo's going to read off the cards. First person to get one line.
So we're not playing the real, like, official.
I can't hear you, sir.
So we're not playing we're not playing the official Loteria, like, you don't need the whole card?
No, just one line.
Just one line?
That would
take
way too long.
Okay.
Just one line. The other two have to drink.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
We're ready.
Are you ready?
Yes.
La bandera.
La bandera.
No. Nope. It has to be quick, too, Maximo.
Yeah, be fast.
You got to be like that.
El diablito.
We got that one.
I don't have that.
La pera.
La pera. Boom.
Pera.
Roof. La estrella.
Okay. God damn it.
El soldado.
El soldado. We got this one.
Bro, I'm doing it.
La araña.
Okay, yeah, this was the worst card in the world.
Oh, shit.
El músico.
Nope.
Las jaras.
Right here. Right here.
Nope.
El pescado.
El pescado. Yep. Right here.
The fiskies.
La calavera.
Oh, I only have la muerte.
El gallo.
El gallo.
El galloskis.
La mano.
La mano. Got it.
La palma.
Go faster.
El alacrán.
El alacrán.
La rosa.
But my marker doesn't work.
El
I'm
nopal.
Just guessing.
El nopasquis.
El apache.
El,
el alpa. Alpa.
Yes.
Oh.
El mundo.
Lotería. Whoa. Hold on. Say it.
He did.
Yeah. La mano, la calavera, la pera, el nopal.
Pocho ass mother.
Yeah. Damn, I needed one more. Honestly,
yo, you can bite on the coin.
El perico.
El pajarito, el pajarito.
Hey, you had el diablo. What? Do you know?
Here.
Great job.
All right.
All right, well, me and... Well, you guys still have the drink because I brought the children. I brought the child.
Facts. God damn. Somebody's bringing some alcohol. I'll take a shot today.
Yeah. We've been like really responsible with drinking.
I know.
I think after that one day,
remember that one day we got so drunk?
Bro, yeah.
Oh, that never episode, been the same. That episode never even came out.
Well, I don't know. For some reason, we got drunk and just went wild. Yeah. Thank God it never came out because. I ain't gonna lie, those. Hey, look, Jose's laughing in the back because he's the only one that really, really. He has to go through the edit, and we're like,
We made him go to a lake and destroy the evidence.
Have you guys been to Friendsgiving before?
Yes.
I was telling. I think as you get older, you start doing more like certain things like that. I've only done like two, like one official Friendsgiving, but it wasn't like everybody brought like a meal. It was like let's just order a bunch of wings and kick it.
Oh.
And then like we kicked it and like played FIFA and like 2K. And drank a little bit, but it hasn't been like an official like, here's my costillas con nopal and somebody else brought pan con pollo and pupusas.
Right.
And,
but it was.
But it was similar. Yeah, it was fire.
No family members. It was more homies.
Yeah, it was more homies. Yeah.
Me and Jorge, we have our birthdays around the same time, and it's always Thanksgiving week. Yeah, we do that. His dad's name is Jorge too. So, we did a Friendsgiving one year. Yeah, down it. There we go. That's mis hijos killing it. They took medicine. Oh, it was not there. It's a different type of bomb juice. It's medicine. Okay.
This one's better.
It's medicine. So we have our birthdays around the same time, and we did a whole. Yeah, we did that. We have a whole Friendsgiving. It was really cool. Did any of you come? Did you come, Josh? Angie came. Angie for sure.
For sure, metida.
Maximo didn't. I don't think it would. It was a nighttime. It was in a big ass tent. It was really, really cool. That was our first Friendsgiving, and it was a lot of people. It was really cool. So.
And then I can only imagine your guys' Friendsgiving. By the way, you guys, Letty and Jorge are fire hosts.
Facts. Yeah.
So when you get to their pad, it may be cracking.
Yeah.
I love going over there.
I had people like. Like I'm like a game person, so I had different games. It was really cool. I feel
awesome. You're for sure very creative. You had like a whole costume like contest for the Halloween for the thing. Halloween, it was fire. Yeah, it was, you killed it.
But Vic, you went viral on Friendsgiving.
Oh yeah, my Friendsgivings are ratchet. I'm not gonna lie.
Mine
is more family driven.
Because it's like it's me and my sister. So me and my sister are like best friends, right? And then her boyfriend, my brother-in-law, is like. A little bit older than me, and we all like are from the same area,
right?
So he has hella friends, I have friends that I bring, like that it's all mutuals, and they love to drink, get drunk, like it's just hella, like, and then they have bread, so it's just like, well, what do we want, we get blah, blah, blah. Everybody just pitches in, and it's just we just all get super fucked up and like eating mac and cheese basically, like it's,
but that's not how you went viral.
Oh yeah, I went viral because, so this was like a dark period in my life where I was dating a lot of my sister's friends. And
is that awkward now?
Was it?
Are they still her friends?
No, they're not her friends no more. I feel like they were never really her friends.
We want to smash your brother. Let me be your friend.
It was
you
weird.
You are not that cute.
It was, bro. It was weird. Bro. I'm just saying, bro. Honestly,
for the fact that somebody pretended to be your sister's friend
because it happened too often. It happened too often, like.
So there's like a pattern going on.
Yeah.
There's like word going around Donnie. Yeah, Vic got that good.
They weren't even from Donnie. It was just, it was weird. But anyway, so like she would like always bring her friends or whatever. And then there was like just this photo that became like a meme because it was like later in the night and I'm just like this, like looking at, like just the way I was like staring at it. Everybody's like, oh my God, I want somebody to look at me like he was looking
here
at.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah, we're going to insert it. I still need to find it, by the way. We're going to find it, though. But it was just hilarious. Like, that picture would not go away for, like, months. Like, all holiday season. We're going to find it. Yeah.
Okay. For sure, send it to me so I can post it.
I asked Callie for it. I know he has it somewhere.
Yeah. I for sure got to send it to a couple of the biddies. And be like, how I look for how I look at you at the view when we're kicking it. Facts. You feel me? That was beautiful. And then they're going to be like, with the guy, I'm be like, the homie, he did it just for you.
When you tweet, are you tweeting about a specific girl or are you just trying to be a comedian?
No, I'm bored. Depends what I'm talking about.
Okay, because I'll bring it up.
Okay, please.
That she wasn't responding.
So I unpinned her message.
So you unpinned her message. Facts. If you don't know already, I don't know if you can do it on Android, but on iPhone, you can pin threads. So it goes way to the top. It becomes a big circle in your message thread. Yeah. I didn't know that until you showed me that. Sorry.
Tell me that, Vic.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah, facts.
Vic was showing me something and he has like, all the important group chats and the important,
right.
And I was like, "Oh, I gotta do that." So I have like
it keeps
the brown
like,
bag,
top of
like
mind.
Yeah, and then it does keep it. Like before I did that, you know, you football
get
mad at me
at
the group chat. Yeah, so then now I have the group chat with me and my family, the brown bag group chat, and then I have like Don with Cali, my manager.
It helps prioritize your life.
And then honestly, like the people, the ladies I care about, I'll put them in that group. I'll put them in that.
Well, it's kind of dangerous though.
Not really.
Because then they can go into
your
thread.
Yeah, when you open,
it's not dangerous if you're a one bitty man.
Well, first of all, nobody's touching my phone. One.
Okay, yeah. So
you feel me? Like, and then plus I have that screen where if you're looking over, you
the
can't really see
screen.
Unless
wow.
It's right in front of
you.
Oh, the sus screen.
No, it's not sus. I'm just, I'm single in private.
Tell me you have secrets without telling me you have secrets.
No, but yeah. But
like
so.
Confirmed. If you had suspicions, yes. If they have a privacy screen, yes, you're right. Whatever you thought about
they did that shit.
Yeah, they did it.
Red flags.
Yeah. That's a great big red flag.
That is kind of
they have
a
privacy
flag.
Screen.
What?
Yeah.
You know you're a red flag.
I've never.
You know.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
But I'm just saying.
I've never had
screen.
A privacy screen. But I thought it seems like a good idea.
It does.
Like, all jokes aside, like. You know, because, like, people could always look over your shoulder.
No, and then you know what I have it? Sometimes I'll be, like, I like some random spot, and then I'll be on Twitter, and then just a bunch of wild shit comes on.
That
and what
too.
Is it, like, a señora behind me, like, este niño sucio viendo.
Eso en Twitter?
Si, en la clínica. I'm like, ah,
in
damn
la
it.
Clínica, what are you doing there?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been.
Hold on.
Chill. Relax.
Wait a minute.
When my whole tongue situation happened, I was in the hospital a lot. Relax, fuck you guys.
His
I'm
tongue
clean.
Was fucked up. He was watching porn, though.
No.
Yeah.
No, but...
What do you search on Twitter that the nasty stuff would come
no,
up?
No, it'll just pop up in the timeline.
You know what it is? You know what it is? I have a lot of, like, OnlyFans homegirls, porn star homegirls. Mm. And, you know, if I support their business, obviously I don't retweet. So, because sometimes it'd be a little too much.
Maximo wants to say the name. Just say it.
Say it.
Just say it.
About.
Shut the fuck up. You bring
Maximo,
it up all the time.
Me and Maximo and Vic had a conversation. That's
we are
the
not
point.
Getting Maximo divorced.
We're not.
What?
Whatever his domestic partnership is, that is, I don't know.
Legal by California?
Cali? Yeah. We're not getting that undone. Okay?
Nah, but yeah. Oh, no, yeah. So
so
my
so you tweeted.
Yeah, that.
If she doesn't respond, I'm going to unpin her thread.
No, she didn't respond. Mm-hmm. So it's not that she didn't.
So are you being a comedian or are you being for real?
Both.
That happened.
I feel like comedy comes from real life situations.
Oh, yeah. Facts. But yeah, she, you feel me? Like, she acting a little dumb. I was like, oh, yeah, you getting unpinned. So I'm looking. So
that's
now
like
I'm
the
looking,
first step. That's
yeah,
like
so now I'm looking for new pinners.
It's Pinterest over here.
Pinterest. Mr. Pinterest.
You feel me? Like, fool, if... For like if I'm pinning your messages, you're just good. Know you're a priority.
Yeah.
You're a priority.
Like even
so
you,
treat
that's
you
very
like
true.
One.
Yeah, you feel me? Like if I'm not on your pin messages, I'm gonna be mad.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
You never want to look in a girl's phone though. So.
No, I for sure don't do that.
I know people always talk about like when do you bring a girl to meet the family or do you bring her to Thanksgiving? When do you guys personally have a girl meet your homies? Since we're talking Friendsgiving.
Ooh.
And, of course, I'm sure it's before family.
You want
to
go first?
But at what point do you bring a girl to meet your
You
want to
go first?
At what point do you bring a girl to the podcast?
That's a good... Shut the fuck up. That's a good question. I mean...
Levels, right?
Episode 7?
No, episode 7. I feel like it's different in every circumstance. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it might be...
It's okay.
Like a social circumstance where there's like some shit going on and it's like, oh yeah, like slide through, me and the homies are here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, cause like when the girl I'm talking to now is like, we first met, it was like, me and Duno were hosting an event.
Princesa?
Yeah, we're hosting an event. And so.
People are invested.
What event were we hosting?
It was like the major hype, like Sunday.
Oh, better event.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
So it was like.
Is that
oh,
where
yeah.
you guys met?
No, we met
oh,
before that.
Okay,
but I was like, oh, slide up. Like, the homies are here. So it's like
when
she
did
met
you
the
meet?
Homies.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you saying? Like,
because
you got like an orgasm. Yeah.
No, because. Oh, yeah. Because. Oh, because yeah.
At the clinica.
Because it's like. How do I live? It was a weird time.
Like, so it was a weird time.
We don't like to talk about
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. Throw the hand.
Yeah, we don't like to talk about it. But,
talk about it.
Is she here to censor you?
No.
If she
no,
is,
she said talk about it.
Oh, talk about it? Yeah. Okay, yeah, well, we met in Cabo.
Oh!
But
you were on vacay.
Yeah, I was on vacay. And so
Cabo?
Was she.
And yeah. She was there too.
And then so like she
did
slid
you follow her to vacay?
No, she slid in my DMs.
Oh, it was her. She made the first move.
She was like, oh, I'm going to Cabo. Like, I'm going to be there in a few days.
So then you got a flight?
No, I was already there.
Like,
I was,
oh my God, me too.
No, I was already
oh,
there.
Oh, okay.
And then she's like, you're in Cabo? And I was like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then so like fuck way yeah, later, like my last day, like we ran into each other on the beach.
It's kind of, wow, if you think about it, like.
That's pretty crazy, right?
Wait, if you think about it, it's like, bro, like that's kind of fire. You didn't meet like at a random club in LA. You met like in a whole other.
No, we literally like.
Mexico? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I was just in my head real quick.
He's like, where's Cabo? Where's Cabo? Where's Cabo?
Yeah. No, but yeah.
We literally
beach,
like ran into each other like she was walking.
What music was playing while y'all were running to
in slow-mo. They're running in slow-mo.
Some fucking ratchet ass reggaeton.
Yeah.
Hey,
we're on the beach in Cabo. Like.
See, I fly, I say,
no. Bro, Bad Bunny. Now that I think about it, I should have gone to the beach when Bad Bunny had that song out. I regret it all the time. Yeah. Okay, but back to your love story.
Yeah, no. No, that, so we just literally like ran into each other on the beach.
Wow. That's
crazy. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I think it has levels for sure to bring. Like if she my friend group is very big on manners. So like a lot of the homies' girls didn't make the cut. The minute they walked in the homies' house, they didn't say hi to the homies' girl. Mm-hmm. She didn't go around and say hi to everybody, so mm-hmm. they was not having it or like, oh yeah, she can't come no more.
Right.
She got a second trial. She forgot to say hi to the homie and it's his house.
Oh.
She, you feel me? And then they gave her like a one more trial and then she acted up while drunk. Yeah, she ain't make the cut, boy.
Oh,
she can't come no more.
Man.
So I think you gotta be, you feel me? But also I think it's the homie's fault too. Like, I feel like if I bring somebody into my friend group, I'm gonna let them know like, hey, my friend group is this. Mm-hmm. You know, say hi to everybody. They gonna make fun of you. They do not care
yeah.
because you're in our circle and then just have mm-hmm. fun and enjoy. And then when I brought Princesa around, she was cool. Like, she went in there, said hi to everybody.
Aww.
But then you also got to do it, like, in steps. Like,
yeah.
The first time she came out when I was just with the homegirls and one homie. So she didn't meet, like, 15 fools and 15 homegirls at once. She met, like, three. So then these three could vouch for her that she's cool. And then, you feel me? So
yeah.
You feel me? You got to play it smart. But when
it's
you bring her,
yeah,
but when you bring her straight into the dungeon and it's all of us, and she start fucking up, we gonna see it as a pack.
Straight into the dungeon?
I'm talking about
so scary.
Oh my God, I meant
No.
Well,
but as a
girl
that, like, you're probably already intimidating for a girl because of who you are. And now it's like, hey, there's like 10 of other people like me.
Yeah.
Nah, but what I like it is like, I feel like, I feel like even then I wouldn't be with a girl that doesn't really have like a sense of humor. So I like automatically seen that I was like, oh, she's cool. She can get along. She clowns.
Right. She has to fit into your life.
And then she meant that, like, and she was the type to like, I think I talked about in the podcast where like.
How did you meet? You're Punisha.
I met her a long time ago, like a year ago. I seen her like at a party and I was like, I actually had a Halloween party. And I was I like your fit. And then I went on about my day, like about my night. I hadn't seen her again in a while, and then I seen her again. And she was with her homegirls. And her homegirls got invited by some fool I know. And then she was right there chilling. And then I remember she wanted to dance and nobody was dancing, so I danced bachata with her that night, corridos, merengue.
Oh,
I danced everything,
yeah,
and she was
like,
"Cool."
Over with your feet.
No, and then trip out.
Yeah.
I asked her for the number, and she was like, "Nah."
Oh.
Get it, girl.
No, she said, "No, watch this." I asked her for the number, and she was like, "Not having it," and I was like, "Cool." And I was like, "Well, look, let me give you mine, and if you decide to hit me up, then text me."
Uh-huh.
And boom, a week later, she texted me.
A week later, she made you wait a week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, active ass one. And then we kicked it, and
she
then
played
I,
it smart though.
For then I took her out again, and we had like a great time. She's not like super ratchet sloppy. Like we ate tacos after the club, and you know we enjoyed ourselves. It was cool. But yeah, I think it comes to steps. Like she can like just come in, and then I say, if I think the little things matter, to be honest.
Right.
Like if you didn't say hi to one of my best friend, then the homie not gonna fuck with you.
Or yeah, or like if they're not social, or like they're like awkward.
Or he went like one of like
just
I said
like weird.
Like
energy.
I said, one of the homies' girls like. All the guys went outside to smoke,
mm-hmm.
and then the homie's girl came. Like, bro, all the girls are inside talking. Like, I'm not saying it's like you can't be with the guys, but like, like bond, meet the girls, because you feel me? They're the one that's probably the most judgmental.
Right.
So, you know, that's what I think.
But. Is that like a test for you? Like,
yeah, like, okay, so when I brought her to let this thing, like, she walked in, said hi to everybody. Amazing. She danced, she, like, she grabbed ojito, and, like, like, you feel me? Like, and I brought girls around that would be, like,
yeah, stay in the corner, like, not talk to anybody.
No, but you're in her house. You better go say hi. Yeah. Like, ain't nobody teach you manners. Like, fool, what the fuck? That's rude.
Yeah. No, shout out to the ladies.
What about you?
When what?
Like, when you first start bringing JP around your, like,
your
homegirls.
You know what's crazy? That I get super, like, you already know I'm protective, right?
Super.
So I have, shout out to my friend Spicy Mari. When she first met Jorge, she was grilling him. She was like, she needs this, this, this. Because she's a relationship coach.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, if you want to be a part of her life. Oh, my God.
And then I'm,
you haven't met her.
I haven't met her?
No, you haven't met her.
Damn,
you
I would be sitting there like,
No. And I was like, he's not going to date me anymore. Can you please be nice? And
she's, but
he was like, no, like, I welcome this. I want them to test me because, like, I know they're doing it because they love you. And so that was really cool to me. And actually, so we did it. Everything happened really fast. So both of them, let me tell you.
I think she said it.
No, I did, because don't judge me, okay? So here, we already had similar friends because we worked in hip hop, right?
Yeah.
And we kind of know the same people. It was a mutual friend that hooked us up. That was like, hey, we already knew each other, but hey, you guys should try talking to each other. That
he
happened
said it like that.
Well, not like that. We're at my birthday dinner at the end of that November, and we're talking about guys, like what you wanted to do. And so I was telling her, and then at the same time, she had did a video, like, on Instagram of the cake and, like, them saying happy birthday to me. And so he DM'd her, like, tell Letty I said happy birthday. And so she, like, it popped in her head.
He was smooth.
He DM'd, and I was talking about, like, what I'm looking for. And she's like, dude, JP's your husband. Like, that's the guy.
No way she
and
said
at that point, at that point, I would have never hit on him. Because I don't want to be perceived like that in the industry. And he would have never hit on me because he's very respectful.
Facts.
And so it took her for us to be like, you know what, let's try it. That was the end of November. We started dating like super quick. Like we were on text for a couple of days. We went on a date that solidified things. That was like the November 30th is when we officially started.
So it was like love at first sight type thing?
It was a lot at first sight. He had a great voice. He's married, so that's it.
Obviously.
I don't want to big him up because I hear, like, do not big up the guy because then the other girls want to, like, be like, hey, what's going
that's
on over
thing?
There? Yeah, that is a thing.
He's like, man, they big on me all the time.
And so, and then you wonder why. And then, so, that December, I met his family. We went to his family's house it's the holidays.
Oh, because it's holidays, so that,
yeah,
that like, increases things.
Everything happened,
so
like,
there was
super
so much
quick.
Family
yeah.
events going on, for sure.
And then New Year's, we spent at that friend, Mari's house. And so he met my friends. And it was funny because
I get super embarrassed.
I get, like, super, like, don't talk to him. Like, don't, like, again, like, don't fucking embarrass me. I'm trying to secure this. But, like, everyone put their New Year's resolutions. And then you had to guess whose New Year's resolution was what. And then he's pretty deep, like, and he's, like, very knowledgeable or whatever.
Facts.
So I forgot
asshole.
Which one it was. What was his
New Year's resolution? But he said some, like, deep shit?
Super deep shit, and then they wanted him to talk more, and I'm like, no, that's it. And then, I don't know, I just felt super, like, don't put him on the spot. Don't make him feel bad or whatever.
But he was all for it.
He was for it. Because now I know him. And I'm like, oh, this fool's a podcast himself. Like, this fool loves to talk.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, imagine you would have dated somebody that would have walked in there and would have put on his shit, like, get more money.
And you know what? It probably was that because probably my experience before that was people that were definitely not like that and more reserved and more like, oh, my God, I don't know what to say. I've been intimidating to some dudes, like, because of whether it be status or what I'm doing and shit like that.
Yeah, but I think your sangre is very pesada. Not in a bad way. You know how, like, people say, like, oh, tiene la sangre pesada, and sometimes they say it in a bad way where they're, like, they carry themselves a little. Yeah. But I think yours is very, like, like, you feel
I
me?
I
like
my info.
You know what I mean? And you're very hardworking, so if a guy, like,
you gotta take
And that. I think being in the industry, I think it's just, it makes dating a lot harder, and I think you found
me. And then... So that was December. Mm-hmm. February. We got pregnant.
Hey.
Yeah.
Damn, 4 months.
It was really fast. It happened.
I'm not
That's how I know y'all aren't in love. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I know there's like contraception. Clearly we didn't use that. But yeah, that was us. That was our birth story. Hey. All in one.
Damn. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
There's that. I don't even know why we got here. I'm sweating.
Duno was sweating too while he was talking. I was
I
didn't sweat.
Josh, turn these lights down, fool.
I didn't sweat.
Why is it?
Vic's so cool, you heard him. I don't sweat, man.
All right, you know, let's give the spotlight on you then, fool.
Nah, don't put me on the hot seat.
No, Edgar Report. What's up?
Oh, the Edgar Report, man.
People are loving this.
I'm Rosecrans Vic, and in this week's Edgar News, Peso was arrested. He was just let out on bail. Suede was also arrested. They were both arrested in the same week, a few days apart from each other, but they are out on bail, both of them. So that's all I have to report. And also, I think I kind of just said it, like, out of my ass, like, about talking about, oh, that's an indigenous cut. Like, that's ties back to our heritage. And then, like, it became a meme that it's really real.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see, like, pictures and, like, drawings of Aztecs and, like, Mayans.
With the Edgar cut.
With the Edgar cut. Mm-hmm. So, you know what?
They had bangs back in the day.
They had bangs. You know what I'm saying? So we have to honor the Edgar cut and, you know, don't ban the Edgar. Shout out to them. Yeah.
You know, I wonder when, with the Aztecs, because they're notorious for being, like savage.
Yeah.
Like, sacrificing people, like, mm-hmm. being warriors and all of that. And I wonder, like, how they would cut hair, because, like, I feel like it'd be, like, with the teeth of a dead person or something.
Ah, like, I get what you mean, like, with
the
sword.
It'd have been, like, a crazy ritual, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just be, they're not snipping, fool. They're not, like.
Well, they fools like Stan, and just the arrow just goes straight through. And if they missed, it might take an eyeball, but, hey, you have a new haircut.
Well, you got a fresh one?
And now that I think about it, they had, like natural births and stuff, too, huh? Like births?
They had to. Yeah, there was no way to have unnatural births back then. There was no type of, like, I mean, as far as we know, there was no type of painkillers or anything like right. that. You know what I'm saying? So.
1 second. What do you need? Your toy.
You stole the little gun from the kid?
No. He wants a toy.
Did you take his toy, Juan?
No. Oh, the one in the I think he wants.
Yeah, no, I think he just wants
that,
it.
No, he wants that one. What do you
want? He was so eyeing thank it you, Juan. Earlier.
They probably did mushrooms.
Sorry,
Aztecs.
Ow. Yes. Yes, yeah. I have a silver tooth in the making.
No.
A little
he
silver tooth.
Bad.
No, you know what I feel, though, with Aztecs? Their painkiller was probably, like, I feel like they were the first to, like, I know they had cocoa. Cocoa comes from Mexico. Like, the cocoa bean. Mm-hmm. And
did they,
also,
like,
cocaine comes from that, too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They definitely had to have
ayahuasca?
Their
own. Maybe they did, like,
ayahuasca? Yeah, they for sure was having function in the woods, huh?
Facts.
Wait, would you let Jorgito get an Edgar cut in the future?
His dad takes care of the haircuts. But yeah. he loves haircuts. Right, Jorgito, you love haircuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's so good, because yeah. I could. He's three?
Yeah.
Bro, every three, I'd be like, nah.
No, he chills. He sits yeah. there. Yeah. Yeah, it's surprising to me.
Somebody sent me, like, a little Edgar kid, and then they were, like, Lil Vic in a few years. And then I was just like, damn, this might mm-hmm. be true.
Yeah.
You know, like, he doesn't care, like, mm-hmm. well, he likes how we cut his hair now, but in a few years, he might be like, nah, Dad, I want the Edgar. I want the yeah. fresh Edgar. And then what, like, you know?
What am I supposed to do? The Edgar cut. What do you ask your barber?
I think it's a tape. But I think you have to have the type of hair. I don't think you could, like,
no,
I can't
get
it. No,
what is it? It's not it's a fade, right?
No, I think it's a taper.
It's zero taper? On the bottom or something.
Taper, yeah, taper.
Yeah, but then what you want bangs in the front.
So how would barber, you ask it? What are you asking for?
Ball taper. Ball taper with bangs.
Ball taper with bangs.
Brown bag.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Brown bag. I'm answering stupid ass. Watch this. Watch how I disrespect them for calling me. Yo. Fool, if you know I'm filming, why are you calling me? Exactly. You already knew what time it was.
Who was it?
Fucking.
Deep
he saw the turkey on your head.
Look, watch this. Calling again. Watch this. Fool, why are you calling me if I'm filming, fool?
Oh, yeah.
You know I'm filming. Why are you calling me, wait?
I forgot.
That's what he gets, fool. He always, it's always him.
Cool.
Jakarta? Fucking my grandkid.
Deport.
Oh, the barber.
The barber, yeah.
You should ask him, what's the Edgar cut?
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
now you gotta call him back?
Hey, my man.
That was actually perfect timing. And he's an Edgar himself.
Yeah. Is he? Nah. He's more of an Igor. He looks like an Igor.
Let me ask him. Oh, now he's not gonna ask.
My grandkid, Hey.
Please leave your
message.
Wow.
Oh,
no, call him back till he answers. Yeah. He thinks you're butt dialing him. Text him something.
Hey, when somebody gets an Edgar cut, what do they ask for?
Usually they ask either a taper or a low fade. And when they say keep the top.
Like out of what? Like a 5 or a 6, huh?
No, the top is not a number. Like it's usually just like they let it grow out.
Scissor cut?
And then they get a light up and then either like a low taper, mid taper, and then or a low fade.
Do they ask for bangs in the front?
Yeah, like to light it up.
Okay.
They say to light it up with the hair, like, you know, not to trim the front.
All right,
Depot,
I get it.
Put it closer here. Depot, how many Edgar cuts have you given?
Oh, shit, damn. Like, just recently I did one, like a week ago. Like but I usually get like one a week, like once a week. Because I usually do appointments for my clients already. But, like, my clientele, I only have, like, probably 5 Edgars.
You have 5 Edgars.
Wait, Depot, do you consider yourself an Edgar?
Hell no.
Have you seen a rise in Edgar haircuts?
A rise in Edgar? Probably from high schoolers. Mm. Not from, like, my age, at least.
What about kids? What about, like, moms or dads that bring in their, like, elementary school kids or younger?
Nah. If it's like elementary kids, like they probably tell, like they already know what they want. They'll be like, oh, one's on the side.
The Aiden?
Yeah, like the 8, like the one on the side and then like a 3. Like the John Cena haircut. You know?
John Cena haircut.
You know how John Cena didn't have a fade or anything? He would just be like, you know? Like that.
All right, fool, you were someone useful.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Don't call again.
All right, fool, you owe me beat them. I'm going to call me again.
That was great. Yeah. That was amazing Edgar report. Now you know what to get.
Hey, but now that I think about it, there's no Edgars in my friend group.
Really?
Oh, Jakarta! Bro, he somewhat has it.
Yeah, he does, low key.
And it's weird because
he's not Mexican.
Yeah, he's Indonesian.
So what, can you be an Edgar and not be Mexican?
I feel like, yeah.
That's a pretty good question to ask.
Yeah, now that I think about it.
We should let people reply about that in the comments.
Yeah.
Facts.
Can you be an Edgar and not be Mexican?
Did you see the Edgar that commented like, bro, you just be hating on us? And we had somebody screen recorded his profile and he was like a super Edgar.
That's the homie Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. Yeah, he did. He said, man, you be hating on me. Because I really know him. You know about Jackman?
Yes.
That's his little brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, he really cuts his hair like that. And he's like, you be hating on something. I'm like, nah, bro, I'm now a
for Edgar I'm an advocate
for Edgar? The Edgar community.
I love this. You're the Edgar correspondent.
I'm the Edgar correspondent. I love it. I've been tagged in memes all week.
Mm-hmm. I love what we're doing because no one else is doing it. I really think like we popping out in these streets.
Facts.
Like I thought it was really cool that you were on that podcast. I Like You podcast. Is that what it's called?
Oh, the Leak podcast.
Yeah. You know what? I like it because I think they have incredible stage design.
Yeah.
And then their graphics are great. It's like The Simpsons.
It was hella cool.
Super cool. You're out here repping.
Oh, yeah.
Maximo did an interview.
Oh, repping.
Shout out Ellie director,
Donuts.
Yeah. Videographer. Hey, bro. He said, yeah, you guys should listen to this little podcast that I'm doing charity work for.
You a little?
Pro bono, because they need it.
I didn't say that.
I heard it. I saw it. I read it. It was in type.
I read it, yeah.
Who typed it?
I didn't say little.
Did he type it?
They type it. Or he sends in
his It was probably like a phone call or something. I don't know.
Something like that.
I'm an interviewer. We get this. Dude, you're in that new show from Watsomi Juan. I saw it today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, growing up in L.A.
I saw the first episode.
Man, yeah, that was... Watsomi Kwan is very like the thing. I think me and him make sense when we work together is because he's a totally different type of comedy. Like he actually like writes sketches and like takes different angles of shots. And obviously I'm more improv stuff, but doing that was amazing. People were asking like, if I was offended when he was playing like the drunk uncle.
Yeah, he's a knife.
Yeah. And I was like, nah, fool, that's a homie. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But that happens in the like that situation. Like that really happened before. Like shout out Blackie for Florence. Cause he's like a real gang member, fool.
Oh, yes.
But he's also a great tattoo artist. And Black has actually gone viral for his homies were nauseated and he was popping their balloons.
Oh, I did.
I don't know if you guys seen that video.
I did see that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's Blackie.
I think low-key, he only did like one person. He didn't get the other ones.
No.
Yeah, they all hit their balloons.
Person got Yeah, but he's like but you could tell like he like even in some of the videos he'd be like, stop doing that shit. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can't stop everybody from doing what they do. But I love how he incorporated her, and he also incorporated the homegirl Kenya. She's actually from East Hollywood. She's She's super cool, very beautiful Latina on fire. So, you know, it was like our, he turned intersection. He works with different gang members from different hoods that obviously are rivals and don't get along, but he's able to like bring comedy into like the scenes of an LA, and everything he, from what he did with us to the court where people were fighting about
Faith
the taxes.
Court? Faith court was amazing. Fucking awesome, bro.
And, like,
I love
he even
that
started like making the beat.
That
like,
was incredible. Bro. That's such LA comedy, and yeah. I love it. It's sketch comedy on some Dave Chappelle vibes before LA. Yeah. I love that he included the Latinos in it, and yeah. I think that he had, I think for his audience, which is mainly Black, I could see why he was the Theo in the sketch.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
he wants to show like this is gonna be some incorporation.
No, nah, and then what was dope about it is that like, I actually have another scene that where, obviously it's not out yet, but yeah, it's with me and the homegirl, fucking with the homegirl Ashley, and we killed that too. It was amazing.
Is it over all the filming, or can we still be a part of it?
I think it's over.
Yeah,
I think it's over.
Because that was months ago when you shot.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, right? I shot it like a couple months ago.
Right,
yeah.
Whatever, motherfucker.
Wait, maybe season two. Maybe season two.
I can
two.
Do improv too.
Yeah, season two
I'm
for sure. You would kill
court? It. Would you be in Fade Court?
Would you be in Fade Court?
I would be super in Fade Court.
Oh shit. Yeah. That would be dope.
Talking about everything we've done, how was this week for you?
Yeah, come on, let's talk. Wait, hold on. Wait, round of applause, everybody.
Round of applause.
She's back. The queen. The queen is back on radio.
I'm sick of myself.
Why?
I feel like it's too much celebrating. I'm not used to it. I grew up my whole life being told, no te crees la mumuy. Like, ni te crees, like, you're stealing shit, like, all of that.
Yeah.
So now when it's like, oh, you're the shit, you're the muy, and I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, this is not what I was told.
Is it like a little overwhelming, like everybody congratulating you and all that?
Deborah, and you guys had, and you guys had mariachi.
Yeah, we had mariachi. All girl mariachi.
That first official episode, yeah. I was listening and I was watching like the lives mm-hmm. and like all that.
Fun.
It looks so dope.
It was
honestly.
Super
and
cool.
It sounded great too.
It was super
but
cool.
But I think it was funny. I seen like a post where like, I think the VP took the alcohol from you.
Oh, yeah.
They took it.
Yeah.
They were like, you guys cannot do this.
You guys were getting too crazy?
Stopped it probably
you know
before it got
crazy?
There.
Yeah, 10 a.m. drinking is a little active.
I promise I am not a drinker, but I could see why they think I'm a drinker. Every time they've seen me, I've drank. The first time I went, they had a bottle for it because it was something. And I was, and they're like, who wants a shot? It was 10 in the morning. I'm like, I'll do it. Like, I'll take the shot.
Everybody was like, huh?
And then, but because of what we've done here, like, I just got used to it, right?
Facts.
Our one of our first days, someone brought in a glass azul. I drank it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this time we ordered tequila. I drank it. We had went to a lunch. I drank there, and I'm like, oh, shoot, they really think, like, yo, let these out of hand already. And I swear I'm not a drinker like that.
Yeah.
That's not my life.
Fact.
But it's my life now. And then they're like, yeah, every alcoholic says that they're not a drinker like that.
So they're already not, but that was dope. And thank you for giving me and Vic our flowers and a lot of other people.
Oh, yeah.
On Twitter.
I love you guys so much. Like, I know I sound like a mom. I am a mom. But I see so much promise and potential, whether it's what we do, what y'all do on your own. Like, I feel so proud. Like, it's like a literally warm, fucking fuzzy ass feeling to see y'all killing it. Because it feels like, yes, this is what we're supposed to be like.
Yeah.
And so, of course, yeah, you guys, Gina, Crystal, Chrissy, yeah. who does an amazing job putting shit together. She does a lot of events.
Mm.
I love her, too. And then Jessica, you guys know J Flo. I don't think anyone is like killing it like she is. Like, she's hosting the same type of shit that you're doing, the Reggaetonlandia mm-hmm. and all that stuff.
Who,
Jessica Flores.
Oh, yeah. I didn't work with her a couple times in hosting.
And I've known her for a long time. I've known her when she went to school at USC.
Yeah, thanks.
And she was playing soccer, always. That vibe that she is, super happy, she's always been that person.
Nah, she's for real, like, when she walks in, she wants to dance and wants to kick, and, like, honestly, I see her, like, bro, like, the minute I met her, I was like, oh, she reminds me of one of my sisters, like,
yeah.
She's just super mm-hmm. fun, doesn't care what nobody thinks.
Yeah.
She's a great host, by the way, she's a great MC, and you feel me? And she's killing it on both the Latino side and just overall, just being a personality, being a media person, and she's super, like, you know, she's fire, fool. She's cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Shout out to Hunger, because she's been looking out, trying to get my Instagram back, too.
Everybody.
She's a blessing, too, for real.
Hella cool, for sure.
But, yeah, it feels good. It feels good being from L.A. It feels good being able to represent L.A. We often complain and talk about, like, the spaces we're not in, the positions that aren't ours. Like, why isn't anybody talking about the West Coast? Why doesn't the West Coast have this or that, or LA have this or that? In mm-hmm. the grand landscape of either hip hop or just in general. And it feels good to be like, no, here are the answers. All of these people killing it. Yeah. Like, not complaining, but working and hustling.
That was dope. And then I loved how there was so many, like, in your comments, like, so many people from all over, like, yeah, the East Coast, like, the South, like, just all over and, like, congratulating you.
Yeah, I do.
And that just puts LA in, like, such a better place that they're paying attention and to I think, what we have going on.
And I think it's dope. It's, like, all, even, like, even all the other people that heard you a while back and now that you're back, they're, like, damn, like, she came back and
it, everyone keeps like, saying full circle, and I'm like, yeah, that's exactly and like, what's the deal? We don't really get to see stories end like that.
Yeah.
When people dip and they're kind of forgotten or they kind of go away, right? So it feels really cool. It feels like it's meant to be. But I will say, like, all of that is crazy humbling. If I never am like, I'm Letty or I'm this person, right? Mm-hmm. But when we do the live show and there's people clapping for me, like, And I don't like the stereotype that girls hate on girls, because y'all saw at the live show it was mostly girls.
They were there for you.
Yeah, and they were there for me. Yeah. And that's what I love. And it's like, even seeing that, like, on
brown
air.
Brown bag baddies was for sure and full effect that day.
And I want you guys to know, like, the brown bag, not just baddies, guys and girls, they caught in. Like, this one dude was like, hey, Letty, because if you, I put my lunch in a brown bag. Like, or the, and that's I hard. Love that, because it is like, Even our community, we might even think it's like it's our little corner, but the amount of people that listen to LA radio is in the millions. For that to be people calling in, it shows me what we're doing resonates with the people it's supposed to. So it's really cool.
No, that's fine. I think everybody had a successful week, you feel me? I think, yeah, man, everybody's been killing it, you feel me? I think that was fire, though.
Yeah.
That was dope as fuck.
Yeah.
Loved it. It's been a good week.
Yeah, really good week.
Yeah.
And then it's dope because it's near the holidays, so you have something to, like, you feel me? Like, it's dope. It gives you great vibes all year round. You feel me? You're going to end the year, right? Yeah. You feel me?
I say this with utmost love and honor. Thank you so much for everybody. I'm legit sick of myself because my birthday is even next week, and I told her, like, let's be low-key. Like, I feel like, God, if I was listening, he's burping. You trying to burp? You want me to help you? I feel like, goddamn girl, like...
Apple,
yeah.
Apples.
Yeah, I feel like that. All right, let's move on, please. Okay. So, did you see that Harry Potter's coming back? Like, all three of those fools are coming back to do some kind of, like, Hogwarts, like, return to Hogwarts.
Can we go?
Is there a Harry Potter correspondent?
No, I think it's, like, a special.
They're doing, like, but I think it's, like, a bunch of interviews. Anything. And, like, I don't think it's, like, an actual, like, show, but I think it is, like, interviews or something. Something of that sort. I was reading it earlier, actually, but, yeah.
That's cool. Anything Harry Potter, I am with it.
Yeah, I am for sure with it. I think they got to get on the Harry Potter bandwagon.
Yeah,
babe.
You're not fully on it, but
yeah, I'm not. I used to be into it, like, when I was a kid, like, second grade. Like, I was reading all those books. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm not so much into it because I keep trying to get my son into it, and he's refusing.
Yeah, it's not his thing. It's
like,
not your genre.
Because we have, like, the pass for Universal, so we're always there. And I'm always like, yo, let's go to
Hogwarts.
Hogwarts, yeah. And he never wants to go. He doesn't even want to step foot in there.
Wow.
I'm like,
that's
let's
like my
go.
Go-to place. That's
yeah,
like,
I've been wanting to try Butterbeer, but I literally can't even step inside because he's like, no, I don't want to go, And I'm just like,
wow. You don't fucking come, on.
I know.
Does he feel that es el diablo?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he's scared
of
it,
They told us that, and I'm like, Doug, we have, like, curanderos, and we have, like, all this shit in our culture. You believe in La Llorona. Like,
thank you.
Why can't I watch Harry Potter?
Sorry, he's
a tiger too.
So. I know, that's right. Paint walls when you're older, I'll take you.
Burrito's just kidding, I'm going to not take you. McDonald's paper.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to frame this.
Yeah, it's an NFT now.
And then, I was also thinking now that I have like a, bittersweet relationship with the Hogwarts Universal.
Why?
Because my ex, like, I remember I took her to go see somebody.
Well, whose fault is that?
Okay, wait, listen.
See somebody, what do you mean?
So I took her to go see Kalani.
Oh,
she was her favorite. Kalani was.
Yeah.
And then I remember
if your girl's favorite is Kalani, you gotta be careful because.
Yeah, Kalani.
Breaking music?
That's like right now. That's like if Summer Walker is on your girl's playlist, Kalani's right there too.
Yeah, facts.
So she's about us.
But
okay?
So I took her to see Kalani. Great performer.
Amazing.
I have like 3-4 songs on my playlist. Mm-hmm. I focus some of her shit. You feel me? And she was like, "Well, where do you want to go?" And I was like, "And she knows I'm a huge." She was like. Not having it for Harry Potter. I'm not watching this shit. But where you going? You either watch or you go home. You feel me? And she stood there. She became a fan. So I remember she's like, yeah, we're going to go for your birthday. But then we broke up before. So I'm like, yeah, man. Every time I think about Harry Potter, he's like, fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? You got to get rid of it somehow.
Yeah, facts.
Don't you know I'm local?
Ooh.
Angie shared this in the group chat about restaurants now having to, they will only give you utensils if you ask for them. Mm-hmm. Other than, versus?
Usually, like, straws. Now you have to ask for them. Napkins, you have to ask for them, all that stuff.
And that's to cut down on waste. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, regardless if they forget, I always ask. Like, if I'm about to eat, like, egg utensils. But I think, I think it depends what type of restaurant. Like, if it's on some fancy shit, there better be utensils on my shit.
Yeah.
But also, I have a homie that doesn't eat with metal forks.
Yeah, I have a friend that asks for plastic.
Yeah.
Because he feels, I don't know if he's a germaphobe, but he feels like when you eat with
the dishwasher,
with
the, clean
yeah, when you eat with like the regular utensils, they're going in the dishwasher with all these other dishes and all this other saliva and food from other people. It's just, you get in your brain about it.
Yeah,
it's literally. Mm-hmm.
Shout out Daniel, because he's super like,
So every restaurant he asks for like utensils, plastic.
The plastic, okay.
I hate paper straws.
Yeah, I know.
Put that out there. I got some coffee today, paper straw, trash.
Fucking burn the whole straw down?
It just like, it's instantly soggy, and that's so gross. Like, and then it tastes different too. Like, you taste the paper and shit. Like,
but I'm not a huge fan of.
I really hope I'm not alone on this. I hope someone agrees, like how we all agreed with the plancha.
Did he burn it with a
plancha?
No. Oh, but
no,
God.
No, us.
I was like, no.
When I was little, you know how like they have lollipops?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how the stick is made of paper?
Oh, yeah.
And it gets soggy.
You used to bite it.
I used to eat the whole thing. I would
swallow it?
Like, I would let it get soggy, chew on it, unwrap it, eat it.
It's not going to be sour on me. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good, yes.
I'm not going to lie.
Please?
I did the same thing.
Are you lying?
I'm not lying. I said I'm not going to lie.
I did the same thing.
Good.
For whatever reason, I would just be sitting there like eating the paper. It was flavored. Yeah. It was a little flavored.
It was a little flavored with whatever lollipop you had.
Yeah.
And then it was so soft. It was like chewable. Like it's. I feel like it's there.
I went to the strawberry candy.
Tape candy. Okay.
I ain't going to lie. One of my things to this day is.
You never did that?
No, I never did that. But one of my things to this day, but I started doing it as a kid. And fuck, I got it from my mom was. She bites the cap of water bottles or like Gatorades, and she just like bites it. She just chews on it, like, and it's like a habit. Like, I'll just do that for some reason. But yeah, I don't know about swallowing.
Like, I feel like a lot of people do that.
Then when you guys poop, it used to probably hurt really bad.
It's from the earth.
It's just paper.
Edible.
Paper
is from trees.
No, I'm talking about the straw. I mean, the stick of the.
Yeah, but it gets soggy.
It's paper.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. You guys are bad.
I don't do it anymore.
You have a sugar tooth kid for
well,
sure.
Well, I don't know. I haven't had a lollipop in a long time. If I have a lollipop, I'll probably still do
Mommy,
it.
Mommy.
Yes.
Mom's hitting me.
Oh, who's hitting you?
Juan.
Juan is seeing you?
No. He's not even seeing
Juan, can you please stop seeing him?
Juan,
you're dismissed.
Yo, he doesn't.
You gotta face the wall.
He's also Luis Miguel.
Yeah.
It was Juan.
Here's Luis Miguel right here.
Where's dad? An intern. It is by a kid.
I know.
With the towel over his head and Bronx.
Luis Miguel. I'm gonna call you Luis
Miguel. Oh, Miguel Myers. He's saying Miguel Myers. Michael Myers. Why Michael Myers?
Miguel Myers.
Okay, bleeding. He wants you to bleed. So.
No.
Okay, what do you want?
Being good.
Oh, you want us to be good. Everybody, be good.
We're going to be good. We promise.
No more stealing.
Again, I apologize for the interruptions. No, my baby is a talker just like me.
Yogurt.
Yeah,
or Bomb Bomb, what's it called?
I love yogurts.
Bomb Bomb juice and yogurt.
Okay. No more rubbing.
He scared me this week because he was constipated. Have you ever been? You've been constipated, right?
Sexy.
That's like the worst pain in the world. And imagine a kid and he can't really do anything. And so I'm trying my best. Like, he got apple juice, white grape juice, fiber gummies. We got him like medicine, stool softener, all of that. And like today was the first real day that he went good, and I'm so happy because that stuff can put you like in such a like scary place with your kids.
Estaba empachado.
Not really. So
is that what it's called, right? Empachado?
Like when your tummy is hot, hard? Yeah. No, thank goodness. But he kept complaining about
Like not being able to poop.
Yeah,
I feel it. Oh.
And I'm like, damn, you can't really do anything. I felt so bad.
I get what you're saying, because even as an adult, sometimes they'd be like, damn, yeah, but I can only imagine as a kid, you kind of like don't really know what.
No.
Wait, but what's the thing with the chicle when you're in empachado? Does it say like.
Eat chicle?
Like, isn't there something with like a chicle? When you're in empachado, like chew chicle?
Yeah, no, I heard that that happens, like you get constipated if you swallow chicle or something.
Oh, okay, 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 maybe.
No, I know. In bachata, like, they massage like, you and they crack your back or something.
When they like pull your back.
Like your skin,
your
right?
Back, your skin off your back. Like my grandma used to do that to me all the time.
Wow.
She'd be like, oh, estás empachado. And I'm just like, I think so. And then she would literally pull the skin off my back. And then it would feel good, and then I would just feel better.
Oh, like snap it.
Yeah, like snap it, yeah.
For now that I think about it, we were all baby experiments for our grandparents and like our moms.
For sure, they're just trying
to. They just did some wild shit that their mom.
My turn. Let me see what I can do. Okay, let's get into, since we're in Friendsgiving vibes, and who better to play beer games and alcohol games than your friends, right?
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
We're going to do CNR, Carne Asada Nino Rival, with like the top tier drinking games, I feel. King's Cup, Flip Cup, and Beer Pong. Carne Asada Nino Rival.
Okay, I'll go first. When we talked about it, I was like, ooh, this is good. So King's Cup is more like people really have to be paying attention. So it's more of a, you can't just scream at a random person like, ooh, fucking nose goals. You know what I mean? Like, but in beer pong, it could be a little more. You can't know the person, but it'll still be good. Uh-huh. So I'm going to go with beer pong as Nino because it's always going to be around.
Beer pong as Nino.
And King's Cup would be Carne Asada just because I feel like Carne Asada very intimate, more family, homies.
Yeah.
So I would go with King's Cup would be more like Rockers came out the hunger, like, it's your fucking fault. Like, you weren't paying attention. No, took the whole thing. And then I would go as the Flip Cup because I've only played that one time.
And you sucked.
And I was actually pretty good, but I feel like it's not really played. And I feel like King's, I mean, Flip Cup is not really like a hood game.
Like I it's think, a drinking game.
It's a drinking game, but I think me, like, being raised in the block, I think it was more like, King's Cup is way more competitive than like beer pong is like fuck you suck fuck you Kobe, you know what I mean? Like it's super, it's just so I would go my love for King's Cup and beer pong is amazing, and then I would say Flip Cup would be like my rival.
I love Flip Cup. It's a super fun game to play
and it's fast too.
I haven't played in years, like since I was like right out of high school or something. But I remember having so much fun, like trying to flip the cup, like very interactive,
trying to get your little strategy down,
like trying to like oh yeah no like this shit don't stay blah blah. I always had a lot of fun, so I'll make that Nino. It was just from what I remember it was so much fun. Carne Asada, definitely beer pong, classic game. And there's no better icebreaker or like no better way to like bag a girl at a party that you don't know.
You would always bring it back to the
then you're that's my beer pong partner. Oh yeah, we're locked in for life now. Like,
the beer pong tournament.
Oh, yeah,
Nick's partner.
I ain't gonna lie. If that's a girl better than you at beer pong, your manlyhood kind of just shit.
That is true.
Because if she's carrying you on your back.
Last time I played beer pong with a girl, she was better than me. And I was like, damn, I fell away.
A red flag if she's better
she's
than
so
you
at good
beer
at beer pong.
Pong
if she makes all the cups, like on the first try, super red flag.
If she went to college or not.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's
if
true.
She went to college, then I gotta give it to her because you didn't feel me.
Yeah. But what was she doing in college?
Yeah. Okay, first of all, if you're not thinking about it.
Whoa. I'm just asking the question.
Now that I'm thinking about it. Were you at all the frat parties?
That's what I'm saying.
The only girls come into frat parties, dude. But I would go with, I think. Like, are you better than JP at beer pong? Have you ever played beer pong together?
Are you finished with your...
Oh, wait, no. Let me just give...
Oh, sorry.
So it's okay. It's okay. Really quick. Rival would be King's Cup because I feel like you get really drunk
for no fucking reason.
But, like, I feel like you can only play one time because the second time it's over with because you have to pay attention.
It's a long-ass game, too.
Yeah, that, too. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, yo, I'm so drunk from this first game. The second game, I'm like, I have no shot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but it is fun, too, though.
Wow. King's Cup would be my Nino.
Oh, okay.
Because King's Cup to me is like a bond builder. Like
you're
talking, you're fucking around. Yeah. Like I caught you didn't put the little man on the cup or whatever the rules are.
And then also it's like little shit. Like okay, for the rest of the night you're my drinking partner.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You gotta drink or whatever. I just feel like, and it was the first drinking game I ever did. So I have like super fond memories.
I feel you.
I like it. I think King's Cup is top-notch grade A drinking game. Let's see. I think I like beer pong. I like beer pong. Mommy. Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking for a long time. I'm sorry. It's what I do. I like beer pong, but I do feel like people get super competitive. And you, like, it's a rival game. Like, you can't have beer pong and not get competitive. I know y'all choose, like, for, like, hooking up with girls. As girls, clearly we're, like, no one believes in us. Everyone thinks the girl team is going to lose. So it's always like competitive for me, yeah. And then we win, you know. Facts. So I like that. I'm gonna do beer pong. I'm gonna do beer pong enemy or beer pong rival because you gotta be a rival in that. Flip cup, I'm not too great at, nor have I done it a lot. But I do feel like it's fun as fuck. Like,
yeah,
it's fun, and you can literally all you need is a cup.
Yeah,
all you need is a cup, and guess where the red cups are always at. At the carne asadas.
Yeah.
So flip cup's gonna be.
And then also, I think beer pong's a very like messy game sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And flip cup is so easy to play. Like, so easy to play even when you're drunk. It's not that hard to flip a cup when you're drunk.
Yeah. But all these games are hard for me now because I don't do beer. I only do liquor. So I'm always the one with like, I have the cup with like some Don Julio and everybody's. And I'm like, damn, I always end up the fucking most drunk or something.
Because yeah, you're taking a shot every time you do something.
Or some dumb shit. But it's amazing.
Is there any beer or drinking games we missed? I know there's like drunk Jenga. What?
Stack. Oh, Raging Cage. Hey, Raging Cage. Oh my God, have you ever played that?
Played that.
Bro, no. So you know Tommy and my man. Explain it. So Raging Cage, so they have a bunch of... It's
like building a period,
okay,
pyramid?
I'm actually, it's... Now that Candy, go get Candy. Hey, take it to the back. Go. But Raging Cage is a lot of cups. And then what's dope about it is that it's also a very competitive game, but you're kind of on your own. It's like, Raging Cage, I think, is more of a college game as well.
Yeah, I never played
it's so
that.
Much. It's like, oh, stack. Oh, go back. But, yeah, how I learned was by watching. I like, when they tried to explain to me, I was like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right.
And then I watched. Shout out all the Raver homies, the EDC homies, you feel me? They saw me.
Man, shout out Double P. Can you put like a bunch of different color lights?
Shout out all the Raver homegirls, all the Raver homies, you feel me?
Yep.
Valerie Double P. Oh, Double P's great at
the
game.
Okay. Say the game.
No, but I can't explain it. It's a bunch of stacking. Thanks. You're on your own. It's one beer pong, but
I've
I think it's two.
You bounce the ball in the cup. It's like it's all in a circle. So one has to bounce the ball in the cup, and if you make it, you pass the cup. But you can't get lapped over. So the person behind you is basically trying to catch up to you and stack your cup.
You have to teach us, Josh. Please.
Oh,
teach
I have
us.
Played that game.
Yeah, have you?
I have.
That's what I'm saying. It's very hard to explain. Like when they were trying to play to me, I was like. It's too much going on.
It's not that hard. All you gotta do is just bounce in the cup.
It's not that hard. He called you stupid.
No,
but obviously it's better. It's better watching people play.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Try to make me Josh
play. It is kind of,
That would be crazy. Josh and Duno get in a fight. Who are you taking?
Okay, first of all, let's talk about being friends here.
I'm plead the fifth. It's Friendsgiving. Come on.
True. Okay, let's get into cool or culo. So if you guys haven't heard about the Island Boys, they're viral.
Island Boys.
They're kids out of Florida. They're Cuban.
Yeah, they're Cuban.
Because people are wanted, like, I know when you think or you see Latinos and it's kind of hard to decipher their ethnicity with their hair and their how they look. But people automatically think Mexican. They are not Mexican. They are Cuban.
Yeah.
But they do have a taco song now.
Yeah.
Here it is.
I like to eat a lot of food. I just ate taquitos with the beef inside and cheese and red sauce because I'm sousing it all. I was eating up some tacos from a Taco Bell, It was top scale, Dorito out of locos. I love our Doritos. I love our locos. Tala no español como cubano. Pero a la cosa que tiene una niña, que tiene una chica, que tala no rico, que tiene a dinero, sí. I just love tacos, I love the tacos. From a Taco Bell, como Mexicano, pero yo lo taco, como mi amor. I just cooked me up some food, I eat some really tacos. I just ate a Taco Bell, with the beef inside, with the cheese and the red sauce. I be sousing it,
Ya tú sabes, ya tú sabes.
Ese tú quieres comido. I eat a lot of food, that's what you do wrong,
Yeah, taco,
And I'm a skin. Diamonds in my mouth,
All right, what do we think about it?
I honestly know they're like a meme, so I love memes. I love funny shit. I think it was funny. Even when they started doing the Spanish thing, their Spanish is obviously really bad. But I don't know. I like it. I kind of like it. They're their own image. Obviously, they're from Florida, so they have, like, their different type of haircut is, like, a lot of sticks on their head.
The Kodak.
Yeah. Oh, the Kodak. Oh, shout out Kodak. But Kodak actually killed it.
To me, I think they look like the girl. They have a bunch of antennas. And is it Rugrats, the little doll?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Oh.
Yeah, Cynthia. Yeah, that's who they remind me of.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
I feel like we traded Lil Pump for two Lil Pumps.
Lil Pump
who
separated?
Is also from Florida. Yeah. Lil two? Pump is morphing. That's how I feel about these fools.
Those jits.
Yeah.
Evolved.
But their music is getting a lot of traction. Attention.
It's not so much their music, more so just their acapellas. Yeah, like, I've never heard a song from them. And I don't know if it's good or not, but I'm going to be honest. This is what happened. I hate that this happens sometimes. They're starting to grow on me. Like, they're starting to grow on me. They're talking about, they fuck with Taco Bell. I fuck with Taco Bell. See? They're speaking
people
Spanish. I speak
talk
Spanish.
Like, enough about the Doritos Locos tacos.
Facts.
Those tacos are the best of both worlds. It's a taco and a chip at the same damn time.
Yeah.
It's bomb.
You know what's funny? It's funny as hell. All right, so somebody I know
is pregnant.
It's pregnant. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm not having a new kid, whatever. Yeah. All right. And so she has like the worst morning sickness ever.
Pobrecita.
Yeah. And the other day I'm like, so how you doing? Blah, blah. She told me, she's like, I'm good. I found something I can actually eat.
Taco Bell?
Like, I can only eat Doritos Locos Tacos.
I love it. I love it. Actually, tell her this. Because supposedly when you're in the ninth month already, you're ready. Like, you want to just have this baby, right? There's like an old wives' tale. Well, it's probably a new wives' tale because Taco Bell is not old like that. But that tacos from Taco Bell can induce labor.
No way.
And it's actually a thing. I Googled it. And there's women that swear by, they went to go eat Taco Bell and then they started having labor pains.
Can we get a fact
and
check?
Maybe it just gives you choro.
You know what's funny?
And it makes you want to go,
I used to work at Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. I used to eat all the time.
Yes. Trust me, I was pregnant. Yeah. I looked at what are all the things I can do to get to school out.
I used to work at Taco Bell. I used to eat Taco Bell all the time. I would have labor pains all the time. I swear to God. cramps like a motherfucker. Yeah,
it works. It works. You can attest.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a thing. Taco so if there's hell. Any pregnant brown bag baddies and you're like, you just want this baby out, try that and it might work.
That
and
is hilarious.
You know what I like about Taco Bell? They're not greedy. They stack up your tacos when you're asking for the Supreme.
Oh, facts.
You get a Supreme. They not just bullshitting you and adding
heavy,
an extra.
It's a heavy taco.
Ooh, I ain't gonna lie. I'm a huge fan of sour cream. Their sour cream, they be killing it. Right. They be putting a hell of sour cream. Man, shout out Taco Bell.
I might go have some after this. I'm
so,
not gonna lie.
You know
this
what?
This is not an ad, by the way.
Island but it Boys, can be. Because you guys got us into this amazing taco talk, I'm gonna say cool for your song.
Facts.
I like this.
This is a great song.
I like it. Mario Lopez posted it. That was like, gave me even more like, I'm like, all right, Mario Lopez fucks with it. I fuck with it. You know what I'm saying?
That's I would see Mario Lopez in the most random things in the world.
Like Little Mystery?
Like Mario Lopez, like, I'll go to like the observatory and he'll be like on the gas station, like TV. He won't puppy
gas.
Everything?
He's doing like every gas. Yes. Yeah, he's everywhere,
you know how
bro.
They say like Snoop has $1,000. Like, he does not turn down a bag.
Bro.
Neither does Mario.
Mario Lopez is my like idea of happiness.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. But I swear to God, he's like Mario Lopez at the most random spot. He's always smiling
has a great smile. He has
$1 million smile.
If I had that smile, I would smile.
He hasn't aged in like 30 years.
But it just always broke my mind. Like last time I was like, huh, this fool on the little TV next to where I put my gas. But it's, hey, I'm for it.
He's on Fools Gone Wild.
Chevron probably gave him a fat ass bag.
Did you see the Fools Gone Wild shit? They posted him at the boxing fight?
Yeah.
When they were like, Mario Lopez, fuck my bitch. You guys didn't see that?
No.
Oh my God.
I remember that.
It was like 3-4 people. They just yelled that at him. Mm. It was the funniest thing in the world. I could not stop watching it. Random people were just asking him to fuck their bitch.
Shout out Mario Lopez. We don't give him a lot of credit.
Yeah. He's best friends with Oscar De La Hoya, too.
Oh, well.
That notice didn't I help. Didn't say the other thing. Because,
you
didn't.
Know?
Well.
Because I feel like Mario Lopez and Oscar are going to be like this one day. Like, we're going to be, you know?
What? Who are you?
Just kidding.
He's changed.
How many lean guys are you going to do? You know, I've come to realize more and more that I don't know Vic.
He missed our.
Tell us something we don't know about you at the dinner that I had. You didn't go. Thanks a lot.
Okay, first of all.
Not that I had, my husband had for me.
Yeah, shout out JP for inviting us on tape before.
That's how he works.
I was dealing with like Letty's doing, like my son was like, I was just like, I gotta go.
Yeah, it was just like, you guys, you understand.
Yeah, I
definitely understand.
Yeah.
So Vic was doing like an Ask Me Anything on Instagram. And someone asked him about his dad being in a car, or him being in a car club, a lowrider car club. And Vic's like, no, my dad is the VP of a car club. And I'm like, I never knew about that shit. That makes you more cool. Yes, I think so.
Tight. I am looking
for lowriders to shoot in, and I could have just hit you up.
Yeah, let me know. We have every damn near type of car.
Why have you never talked about this?
I don't know, because
That's a super poly veterano.
Does he have a brocha?
He has a goatee. Like a straight goatee.
So when he was giving a lesson back in the day, he'll be like, you gotta get together, Victor.
I grow a super strong goatee.
Well, like, look, that's why he.
Yeah, like my beard is like, it's cool, but like if it was just a goatee, like I would look way different. I would look just like my dad. But I guess the reason I don't say it is because, I mean, I'm super close to my dad, but he's the most forgetful person. Like, he'll have a whole like car club, like cruise night, and then he'll forget to tell me. And like, so that's why like you guys haven't probably seen it, because he's even like done like cool ass shit. Like his car has been in like Chance the Rapper videos, Snoop Dogg videos, NBA Youngboy videos, like all this shit. And he never tells me until after.
Like, do you not know I do music?
I literally tell him all. I literally will get mad at him. He's like, I was shooting with the Wiz Khalifa and Ty Dollars. And I'm like, what? Like, when? And he's just like, oh, the other day. I don't know. Like, and like shit like that gets me so mad every time, because he always fails to mention that. His car was on the cover of a Lowrider magazine. Like,
that's car kick.
4 or 5 years ago.
Can we get a picture of it too?
Yeah. We'll insert it right here. Boom. It's won like almost every contest like we've gone to. He actually has it in the shop right now. He's getting it redone. He's making it even better. There's like gonna be murals of my sisters on there.
Well, fine.
Yeah, not me though. Because I don't know.
I mean, yeah, kind of.
You know what's fun? No, actually, he asked me for a picture of myself, and I think I forgot to send it in. But the thing about my dad is that like he's not that persistent. Like, he'll be like, hey, send me a picture so I can put it on the car, and then like I'll forget, and then like the car's just gonna come home and it's not gonna have a picture of me, and he'll be like, I told you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so he's not asking you twice?
No, ever. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that's why, because and the thing is, like, I haven't posted it in a long time because it's been in the shop for like a year, so that's probably why you guys don't know that about
I think that's fire.
But yeah, shout out my dad. Shout out to car clubs. The thing is too, like, if you actually go to like these car meets and stuff, they're an all day thing.
Yeah.
And like, it's been a lot harder. I used to go when I was younger, like 18, 19, all that. But now it's a lot harder to like spend all day there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, for sure.
But yeah, shout out my pops.
I always wanted to do like a lowrider bike.
Shout out Curly. He does them.
Really?
He actually builds them. Like, Curly has like three lowriders.
I want to build a lowrider bike. So like, that's in one of my bucket lists.
That's so cool.
Yeah. You guys, we have to end this episode. I'm so sorry that
we gave him a lot. We gave him a lot. And shout out to Jorjito
for the support.
Yeah, Jorjito, shout out
to
you.
Been a great sport. Thank you so much.
High five.
Special guest.
Yeah, say hi to the camera. Say thank you, everybody.
Everybody asked us to have guests. Here's our first guest.
Guest.
And then plus, we've all been in a situation. I'm pretty sure one day I was being alive and my mom, I was like,
shout out to my Instagram.
Shout out to his Instagram.
Yeah.
He doesn't have
Instagram. The fact that you have an Instagram, he doesn't.
Yeah. He posts on yours all the time, though.
But his photo, yeah. Oh, true. Remember you go on mommy's Instagram and you text and you say all these photos and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Do you text Duno and Vic?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to say about yourself?
It was a Halloween party. Hey, guys, I was at a Halloween party. I go to trick or treat by everyone's house. I go to do Halloween party again.
Awesome. That was Jorge's Halloween recap. And stay tuned for Jorge's birthday recap, right? You're having a birthday?
Yeah.
Well, invite everybody to your birthday. Let's look into that, Ruby.
Bye.
No, say they can come to your birthday?
You come to my birthday today.
And what's going to happen at your birthday?
You're going to get candy and cake.
Candy and cake.
Yay.
Okay. It's any lit. Padrinos want to chime in? You're invited to
Facts.
El cumpleaños de Jorge.
Yay.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Friendsgiving, you guys did great.
Yeah.
I really love you, motherfuckers.
Shout out to Turkey.
We love you too. This is like a real Friendsgiving. People bring their kids.
Mommy,
and, you
know? They're going to come with us to the car.
Yeah, they're going to come with us to the car. We are going to go. Shout out to everyone watching and listening. Yep. Next week is our Thanksgiving episode.
Josh? Everybody Josh tune too. In to Letty. Every Monday morning. Or sorry, not no. Every morning.
Every Monday. Oh, not Mondays.
Every morning.
We don't do anything. We stand up a standby.
Oh, no. Please do not say that. That is from Donald Trump. That is not from me.
Yes. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry.
What'd you say?
I said, don't worry, guys. Don't stand up a standby. Don't worry.
Yeah. It's Jorge's fault because Jorge thinks Trump is hilarious when he told the insurrectionists to stand back and stand by. And so this little kid soaks up everything.
And you were something good because be a good boy, guys. But I love you guys. You are the best.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you.
Couldn't have said it any better myself.
Thank you. So that's for our Thanksgiving cheers. Unlike other people that are going to take holidays off, we're coming back for Thanksgiving.
Yes,
we are giving you a Thanksgiving episode. We will see you.
Oh, Santa, we're going to have a Santa, right?
Next video.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Letty's birthday?
Please.
Oh, yeah. Letty, coming to jazz. We got you.
Yeah, we're going to get ready to sit in the sala. You should too. You probably will.
Thank you guys so much. Episode 22.
We love you.
Bye. Brown bag.
We out.
Bye.
Say like,
bye.
Comment, subscribe.
And comment, subscribe for my channel. See you guys in next video.